There's a little thing called birthing on country. It's a fascinating partnership between the Australian College of Midwives and the Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. And it also involves the University of Queensland and the University of Sydney, and it's about making maternity services basically closer to home for Indigenous women, creating a healthier health system, both medically and culturally. Now, I've got Professor Sue Kilday from the University of Queensland on the line. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, obviously this is about creating an environment where Torres Strait Islander and Indigenous women can actually be birthing in their home area, not being shipped off to other regional kind of outposts.
That's exactly what we'd like to do.
Now, how important is that sort of cultural touchstone of being in that land to these people?
Well, for many years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women have told us that it is incredibly important to be close to their homes, close to their family, close to their land, and close to their communities to birth. But over that period of time, we've also seen a reduction in birthing services, around about 41% reduction across the country, which is, and most of those have been in rural and remote areas. So it's time to actually have a rethink. We don't think we're doing things very well at the moment. We think we could do them a lot better, and some of that's got to do with actually reopening birthing services back in rural and remote Australia.
What was the closure of those birthing services regarding? Was it all economics?
Look, no, I think we've had a long period of time of centralisation of services, and we thought we were doing the right thing. We thought that closing the services and bringing people into the bigger city hospitals with the more services was probably the right thing. But I think now we know, we've seen the evidence from Canada, the evidence from New Zealand, and we know that it's not necessarily the best way to do it, and it's time to listen to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people themselves and look at reopening some of these services. But we're not only talking about doing it in rural and remote areas, we're talking about doing it in the cities as well.
Oh, in the cities as well. How would that work?
Well, Canada's done it in Quebec with two places, actually. They've got Aboriginal birthing centres, which are allowing for traditional culture, if people want traditional culture, but also the current culture, Inuit culture, First Nations culture, to have more of an influence on birthing services in the cities as well as in the country.
And I understand that Birthing on Country is trying to bring in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander traditional practices as well.
If women want it, definitely. At the moment, it's very difficult for them to access anything like that in their communities, in our big city hospitals. So this would give them the option to be able to do that. Another really key part of it is training up more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives.
Are there not very many?
There's only a couple of hundred across the country, to be honest, and this is a key part of what we want to do. We really want to see many more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives in our systems.
And obviously this is going to, well, if not close the health gap, it's going to create better opportunities for Indigenous Australians compared to non-Indigenous, of course.
Look, definitely. It's a pretty comprehensive strategy. So it looks at employment, it looks at training and education, and it looks at culturally safe birth. So they're the three cornerstones of what Birth on Country is. It can be, we believe it can be done anywhere. We're wanting to work with government to look at demonstration sites in urban, rural, remote and very remote communities and get the footprint that could then be rolled out across the country.
And I imagine that in addition to the health outcomes, you're really looking at some positive ramifications socially from this.
Oh, absolutely. That's certainly what they found in Canada and some of the communities where they've done it. They believe it makes a difference to social and emotional well-being, to the how communities... they talk about communities regaining trust in the Inuit midwives. For many, many years, there's been Inuit midwives that have provided incredible support for birthing women. And then with the changes in the sort of colonisation, those Inuit midwives, or certainly in Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives, were no longer utilised to help to provide birthing services and support for women. So this looks at actually bringing them back into the birthing environment and looking at using the knowledge that they've had for so many years and bringing that back into the birthing space.
Look, the program, Sam's absolutely fascinating. I'd love to check in with you in a little while and see just how it's gone and what the ramifications have been.
Yeah, that would be tremendous, Nick. We're really hoping for more government support, both state and territory and Commonwealth, to help get this exciting program up and running and rolling out across the country.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see it happen myself. Professor, thank you so much for talking to Breakfast.
Thanks so much, Nick.
That was Professor Sue Kilday from the University of Queensland. The program's called Birthing on Country. It is about getting access to maternity services out to people in remote and regional Australia, as well as in the city, but also, and that was incredible, bringing in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander traditional practices if they are desired. Interesting stuff. I would love to check back on that and just see that if the program is up and running, how it's actually managed to make a difference.